share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. It'll be a day of cleanup for Central Tennessee residents after yesterday's tornadoes that killed at least six people, three in Nashville, three in Clarksville. About three dozen people were hurt. WTVF-TV's Aaron Cantrell is in Hendersonville, northeast of Nashville.
There was one lady we spoke with. She was out trying to collect everything she could at her business, miscellaneous, that was destroyed. She says three staff members were working and customers were inside when this happened, and they had to run to the basement really quick. And thankfully they did, because that building was leveled.
It's something you spent your time and your life and your effort making work, and when you walk up to it and see it gone like that, it's devastating.
Just days after she refused to say that calls for genocide of Jews was outright bullying, University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill is out. More from KYW's Scott Graham.
Earlier this week, McGill issued a statement via Penn's official X account trying to clarify her remarks on Capitol Hill, which brought intense criticism and some outrage.
I was focused on our university's longstanding policies aligned with the U.S. Constitution, which say that speech alone is not punishable. I want to be clear. A call for genocide of Jewish people is threatening, deeply so. In my view, it would be harassment or intimidation.
Christmas comes early for Los Angeles Dodgers fans after the team signs free agent pitcher and DH Shohei Ohtani. Reporter Erica Herskovich.
After a flurry of rumors that he was going to go to the Blue Jays, Ohtani inks one of the most lucrative contracts in sports history. He's going to make $70 million a year over the next 10 seasons with the Dodgers. That deal also includes what sources are describing as unprecedented deferrals, including the majority of that salary. Ohtani agreed to this in order to allow the Dodgers to make more moves and be as competitive as possible.
Millions may await this college quarterback.
2023 Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels from Louisiana State University.
The announcement on ESPN, the Texas Supreme Court temporarily stays a lower court ruling that would have allowed a woman to have an emergency abortion. CBS's Jared Hill.
At 20 weeks and 4 days pregnant, Kate Cox is living in legal limbo. 30 hours after a Democratic judge approved an emergency abortion Thursday.
I am going to grant the temporary restraining order.
The all-Republican Texas State Supreme Court put a hold on it. In a statement, Cox's lawyers say the fight is not over. While we still hope that the court ultimately rejects the state's request and does so quickly, in this case, we fear that justice delayed will be justice denied.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
The musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Shelly!
standing here. When it all goes down, I got a better deal. In the shadows, I'm gonna take the wheel from the devil. I couldn't make you perfect, if only for a little while. I could take away the pain that makes you hide your smile.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music, Essential Last Crack, with a twist. That was Good Morning V and Blunderbuss, Bliss before that. I saw Good Morning V in Fort Atkinson at that, whatever that bar was in Fort Atkinson a couple years ago. Really cool band. Paul Schluter, of course, on guitars. Zach Brassington was the drummer for Good Morning V. Paul and Zach were both in studio tonight for In the Lair with Elizabeth Mary. Darren Solderholm, he was the bassist in Good Morning V. He did a European tour with Last Crack in 05 and was with the band for a short time after that. He also plays bass on the song Three Ghost off of Last Crack's latest album, The Uprising. Essential Last Crack. No show next week. It's going to actually be a replay of this show right here. But we'll have a new Essential Last Crack on December 23rd from another band from the Last Crack family tree. You got a suggestion who it might be? Let me know. And if I play your suggestion for Essential Last Crack, I'll put a prize pack together for you and get it out to you somehow. Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Email me now at jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Max and Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. Coming up in the second hour of Heavy, we have that new one from Revolution X. We'll do some Common Threads. And a new band that I discovered last week, Still Stayer. Looking forward to that. Right now, it's brand new Heroes Lie. Light, camera, action. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
She blows on fire. are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That's the new one from the Vanishing Kids called Midnight Children. That new album from the Vanishing Kids, ooh, it's so good. I highly recommend grabbing it. It's up on Bandcamp. You could do that now. Makes a great stocking stuffer too. Common Threads with their latest one, She's Bussin', and the Rotten Tommies in there just for good measure. Mad Roland Dahl. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I've got that brand new song from Revolution X. I'm going to stop teasing it. We're going to play it next on Max Inc. Heavy.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Do you ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic show, would you go? Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and more. A night of cool music, auctions, meet and greets, and more, all to benefit epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go!
Guys, I'm alive!
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music. Laura Jane Grace out of Chicago, Illinois. Hole in My Head. I debuted that song last week on Maxine Covey. I've listened to it like 100 times since then. I really like that song. I like the EP too. Check it out right now. Revolution X with their brand new one, 12 Gauge Remedy. We're going to get them on the air for an interview very soon. We're trying to get that scheduled with Revolution X. They got a New Year's Eve show down at the Back Bar they do every year with Left of Reason and a couple other people. It's pretty cool stuff. Revolution X, check them out on the socials. I'm Jimmy K. Hey, thanks for listening to Heavy tonight. Once again, no show next week. We're actually going to replay this show on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new show on the 23rd. Can't wait for 2024. 2024 is going to be amazing here on Max Inc. Radio. You're going to be surprised and happy with the content and the surprises we have in store for you. Stick around, maxincradio.com for all the podcast and all the information. Before I get out of here tonight, we got new music for Fiberweed. We'll do some Cold Black River and Carbellion. Right now, a new band I discovered last week. I'm going to play it again this week. It's Still Stayer and their song Tunnel Vision. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah!
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ready.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shallow, strung out and left for dead.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.